eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Brian, let's do a quick Dean Julia Love of the Star mailbag. We got a couple different questions here. Let's first go with Hampton Davis, who wants to know, do we have Cooper DeJean at Iowa as a corner or a safety?
Corner.
I have him as a corner, too. Do you think he has safety flexibility?
Sure.
Would you play him inside, outside? Where would you put him?
He's a corner.
No, but in the nickel or play him on the outside with the back?
I play him on the outside.
Okay.
I know some people talking about him as a safety prospect. Now I don't see that. I'm not saying I don't see it, but I think the kid can legitimately play corner.
I do too.
I just, as I scurried to my notes here, let me get to him real quick here. I really like this kid a lot. And, the toughness, the physical side of the game, he's mixing it up. He's got agility. He's got balance. He's got instincts. He's got awareness. He's got a feel where he needs to be in route. He can position. He's right place, right time guy. He tends to go where the ball is going, body control, redirect, breakdown in space, tackler, all those things. Reading the play, driving on the ball. The scheme requires him to almost play sideways sometimes and funnel routes inside. But when he has to run and chase, he does a really good job. He'll get his hands on a share of balls. He knows how to play the route, knock it away. He's reliable as a punt returner. I mean, he's a solid, dependable player at all levels. That's kind of where it's kind of what I see this guy. At 6'1", 203, I'd keep him out there at corner on the outside. I think he's a pretty good guy.
Next question from Crypto Knight. Who is the best running back in the draft, and at what round do you think is best for one value-wise? I have Jonathan Brooks as the top running back in the draft. I've got three guys in the second round. It's Brooks, Trey Benson at Florida State, and Braylon Allen from Wisconsin. I think you're probably looking for me, Brian, best value, third, fourth round.
Yeah, but we'll see. I mean, with Brooks, it might be because of the injury history, you might be able to get him. Maybe he's a little bit of a later guy.
Maybe, yeah.
But Brooks, to me, he's a three down back. But so is Benson. You know, I mean, they're both they run, they catch, they got vision, they make cuts. To me, those are tags touching on my board. I got both those guys in the second round. I would hate this that I got to 56 and both those guys are there. And you take the one you like, but you sit there and pass and think, okay, we'll get another back later in this draft. If it's get another back later in this draft, then give me Lloyd from USC, give me Wright from Tennessee. Allen and Irving, I don't know. I know those were guys they brought in on 30 visit. I tend to think that Lloyd from USC and Wright from Tennessee are better than. So if you can't give me Brooks or Benson, give me Lloyd, give me Wright over Allen and Irving.
Did you like Estime's tape?
I liked his tape to a point, and I
is
know
he is he a better. Trust the tape guy? If he's going to run 4.71, and I know he didn't look like a speed guy, but 4.7 is
I would
very
rather have
slow.
I'd rather have Ray Davis, Kentucky, yeah. I would rather have Corum from Michigan than Estime.
I think all those are three really good names to know for the Cowboys.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'll tell you what. Corum, Estime, yeah. And Ray Davis, I think, are all good names
to know.
Let
me tell you
what.
At Purdue named Tracy.
I have Tyrone Tracy in the third round.
Okay,
I like him a lot.
Now, I'm really happy you said that. I'm really happy you said that. Because he was at Iowa, it appeared he was a wide receiver. When you watch, like I went and said, what's this kid's story? So I went and watched him a little bit at Iowa, and he was a wide receiver. Then they make him a running back. If you kind of dig into his background, he's only played one season at Purdue. But he's got that running style where he just kind of bounces off guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, his time speed is like a 4.48. You don't always see him play that fast, but he's got really explosive numbers on the vertical at 40 inches and the short shuttle as a 4.18. So, I mean, he doesn't always play like that, but you do see him break through tackles and you do see him run with power and you see some strength to his game. He's got strong hands. He tracks the ball. He's competitive. He's reliable. You can make plays in traffic down the field. He's got red zone versatility. This guy might be one of those that the concern I said is that testing numbers don't always show up in play, but you have to acknowledge that they're there. Draft and figure out ways to use him. Tyrone Tracy, 5'11", 209 pounds, Purdue. Kind of a guy when his name's called, I'm going to give that team some credit for doing some homework on this kid.
You know, it's funny, Ryan, that you mentioned that because it makes me think back that if I were to say, hey, a converted wide receiver to running back who's also a return specialist right around 6 feet tall, 210 pounds. Who does that sound like?
Who you got?
Tony Pollard. Pollard was, I think Pollard was 5'11 and a half, 210. Yeah.
You're right.
Converted receiver.
You're right.
He played running back, had some return ability.
You're not wrong.
It sounds a little similar. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Tyrone Tracy.
I like him. I like him a lot.
Yeah.
That does it for us here today on the Love the Star podcast. Thank you guys so much for listening. We're getting closer and closer to NFL draft day. We are 2 weeks when this airs. We'll be 2 weeks out from the NFL draft. It's our favorite time of year around here. For Brian Broaddus, I'm Bobby Belt. We will talk to you guys again later.